All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, we still have several months between now and the National Football League draft. And, you know, I have this series here, you know, breaking down different positions in the NFL draft. And today I'm going to be talking about the running backs. Now, typically, you don't see a run on running backs, no pun intended, in the first and second round unless these are guys that are legit playmakers that you can plug in right away and they can have an impact. There's only going to be a handful of guys this year taken early in the draft. But I mean, there's still value throughout this draft process and even possibly in finding an undrafted player. So I'm going to start off the top. And of course, when you think about this running back class, it begins and ends with Saquon Barkley, the junior out of Penn State. Now, Barkley comes in at 5'11", 223 pounds, and he is as good as advertised. A very thick and powerful lower body, but he also brings elusiveness to the field as well as speed. And this guy can be an every down back because he knows how to block, he knows how to run, and he also knows how to catch passes coming out of the backfield, and he can make an impact. And I don't think that Barkley's going to have to wait that long before he hears his name at the draft, because you look at the New York Giants at number two, they are in need of a running back. The Cleveland Browns have two of the first four picks in the draft, number one and number four. I don't see them taking Barkley first overall, but if he's available at number four, the Browns could be in play there. Then you look at LSU running back Darius Geis, and he comes in at 5'11", 212 pounds, and over the last year and a half, he really emerged from the shadow of Leonard Fournette. Of course, he was Leonard Fournette's backup once upon a time at LSU, and then once Fournette was injured in 2016, Geis made the most of his opportunity. And then, of course, when Fournette moved on to the NFL this year with the Jacksonville Jaguars, it was Geis running the show. This guy has speed, and he is deadly in space. You know, he could be solid coming out of the backfield as a pass catcher as well, and I think he'd be great, you know, as a tandem back. I don't think that he can be the every down guy, but if you limit his opportunities with the football, maybe 20 times a game between running and receiving, he can be a huge impact player. I look at the Bucs in the first round. I also look at the Oakland Raiders early, the Miami Dolphins, Green Bay Packers, and Seattle Seahawks to be in play for the services of Mr. Geis. Moving right along, you have USC tailback Ronald Jones, who comes in at 6'1", 195 pounds. He has speed, but the question is, will he be able to mix it up between the tackles in the NFL? He had the privilege of running behind a very solid NFL offensive line at SC, and now I don't see him being a guy that's going to consistently get it done between the tackles. I think he's going to be a guy that can get it done in space. And I look at him potentially late first round, possibly Pittsburgh Steelers, if not definitely in the second round at some point. Royce Freeman comes out of Oregon at 5'11", 231 pounds. And this guy has power and speed. And I think he's another one of those guys that he'd be better served as a tandem back. I think he is somebody that can go anywhere between the second and fourth round. But if used properly in the right system, he can definitely have an impact for a team in 2018. Sonny Michel coming out of Georgia at 5'11", 222 pounds. Now, Michel was a four-year player at Georgia. He has plenty of speed, but he also has mileage on him, as you know, Georgia ran the football a ton. But I think this is a guy that could have an impact if he's one of those, if he's part of one of those tandem back duos or trios. And I look at him anywhere between the third and fourth round. But if somebody gets him, they could find themselves one of the steals of the draft. The same thing could be said for Michelle's college teammate in Nick Chubb, who comes in at 5'10", 228 pounds, and he brings speed, power and endurance to the table. And like Michelle, this guy has a ton of mileage on him playing all those years at Georgia. Of course, Georgia had that deep run to the national championship game. And I think Chubb and Michelle really benefited from each other being tandem backs. And I think that will be the stake, or the case rather, for Chubb in the NFL as well. And I could see him going anywhere between rounds 2 and 4, but he could be an impact player in 2018. Another back from the Southeastern Conference, as you look at Kerryon Johnson out of Auburn, 6 feet, 212 pounds, and he's a big back, and he also has speed. And I think in the right system, he could flourish. And I see him going anywhere from late third to the fifth round. Akram Wadley coming out of Iowa at 5'11", 195 pounds. Another one of those tandem backs. And I think he has a short shelf life in the NFL because I don't see any explosiveness in his game. Therefore, he's going to be a guy that you're going to see maybe in the fifth round, even all the way down to the seventh round where he'll get drafted. Rashad Penny out of San Diego State is an interesting case. He comes in at 5'11", 225 pounds, and he emerged from the shadow this year of Danelle Pumphrey. Now, Penny literally ran through the Mountain West as nobody could stop him. He had over 2,000 yards on the ground. Now, the question is, can he have that same type of impact in the NFL? Because the level of competition in the Mountain West as opposed to the NFL is totally different. I think that Penny will make somebody's team, and I see him going anywhere between the fourth and fifth round in the upcoming draft. An interesting one right here, and this guy could be a steal, and I'm talking about Josh Adams coming out of Notre Dame. He's a big back with speed and elusiveness, and I think he could be the sleeper in the running back class in 2018. I think he has the ability to go anywhere either in round 2 or 3, and whoever gets him could have themselves a potential rookie of the year candidate. And finally, Bo Scarborough out of Alabama, another big back at 6'2", 232 pounds. And during his time at Tuscaloosa, unfortunately, he never really distinguished himself. You just have to ask yourself, will he be fast enough to succeed in the NFL? He has the power, but the question is, will he be fast enough? I see him being used as a short down or short yardage back in 2018 with an NFL team while he gets his feet wet. And I see him going anywhere between the fifth and seventh rounds. So that's going to wrap it up on this edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in. Now, if you were on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.